Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
What's the safest seat on an airplane? By Boone Ashworth. Air travel has entered an especially fraught place in the public consciousness lately, mostly due to a recent spate of incidents in which Boeing planes have caught fire, lost a wheel during takeoff, or sprung a hole mid-flight. These high-profile mishaps have given flying a bad name and made countless passengers ponder which seats on a plane are safest and which are the most dangerous. Despite all the recent consternation, it's important to remember that airline travel is remarkably safe. Packing into a full commercial flight may not always be the most comfortable or relaxing experience, but compared to just about any other methods, it is one of the least deadly means of transit ever created. Airplane crashes are so rare that getting worked up about which seat is the safest one to plop your butt into is likely going to cause you more mental anguish than it's worth. That's the official line, anyway. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration is very careful to point out that there isn't any one section of an airplane that is more or less safe than another. In an email to Wired, FAA Public Affairs Specialist Rick Breitenfeld says, "The most important thing passengers can do for their safety on any flight is follow all crew member instructions." While no part of the plane may generally be the safest, there is probably a best spot to be sitting when specific incidents happen. Of course, that's always going to depend on variables you can't control. Each airline emergency plays out differently, affecting different seats more than others each time. What may be the best seat in the event of an engine braking may not be the best place to be when a door gets ripped off mid-flight. The prevailing wisdom has long been that the back of the plane is the safest spot to sit. Reporting from Popular Mechanics and Time magazine analyzed 35 years of crash data up to 2015 and found that statistically fewer people who were sitting in the back died in plane crashes. Trouble is, those findings come from somewhat incomplete data. The victims' seat positions aren't always included in crash reports, so the data cannot paint a full picture of which zones are safest. Daniel Kwasi Adyekum, an aviation safety researcher at the University of North Dakota, says there's still something to those findings, purely based on the fundamental physics that planes adhere to. The front of the plane, often the most appealing place to sit if you've got a premium seat or are just eager to hop off that steel tube as fast as possible after landing, is also in a prime position to take the brunt of force from a nosedive. The front section obviously is comfortable because it's away from the engine and the noise, Adyekum says. But he points out that's normally the first point of impact, and so it's a high vulnerability area. The back, though, liable to separate from the plane in a catastrophic crash, is more likely to stay intact than the front and middle portions that are still connected to the engines. The rear section often will break off, Adyekum says, meaning the latter section of the plane from behind the wings. Lots of that kinetic energy goes with the front of the aircraft and leaves the back intact. The middle section of the plane has a lot going for it in the event of a bumpy flight. The point where the wings meet at the center makes a more stable base that serves as the center for gravity of the plane, making it less inclined to bounce around when hitting turbulence. A lot of the oscillatory forces from turbulence are better when you're in the midsection than the tail section, Adyekum says. The plane essentially works like a cantilever when it hits bumps midair. So if you are riding the turbulence, it's like a seesaw with you on the extended portion of the saw. While the middle may be better for turbulence, it's not necessarily ideal for a catastrophic situation. After all, the middle section is typically where the fuel cells are positioned, meaning if a fire is involved, you're right on top of the gas tank. What the middle does have going for it is easier access to the emergency exits in the middle of the plane. The closer you are to the exits, the better your chances of survival after a crash. Okay, so toward the back of the plane, yet still close to an emergency exit, is probably your safest bet. You've got your row, but now which seat to pick? Again, there are advantages and disadvantages of each option. Sitting in the aisle gets you closer to whatever exit you might need to head to in an emergency, but also leaves you more vulnerable to getting walloped by falling luggage or loose debris hurling down the aisle. Sitting by the window lets you see what's going on outside, giving you a situational advantage, but it leaves you pinned against the wall and waiting until the other people in your row squeeze out first. Occupying the middle gives you a couple human shields on either side of you to cushion any potential blows, but the middle seat is uncomfortable and an unpopular first choice. If you've got aviation anxiety, all this back and forth of trying to figure out the perfect spot to sit is likely to only cause you more inner turbulence. Frankly, it's probably not worth the worry. Airplane accidents are ridiculously rare. According to data from International Air Transport Association, which represents the global airline industry, there was one accident that resulted in fatalities among 37.7 million flights in 2023. But when accidents do happen, each one is a little different and will affect the plane in different ways. Ultimately, Adyekum says, your chances of making it through an emergency in flight has less to do with where you happen to sit and more with how well-trained your flight crew is and how closely you listen to their instructions. That's why they're all so serious about you paying attention to those safety announcements. Anytime you sit in an aircraft, the first thing to do is to have situational awareness, Adyekum says. Listen to the instructions from the cabin crew because they know their job and they are there to ensure that you are safe no matter where you are seated. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.